listening to Confidently She, a podcast bringing a fresh, encouraging perspective on what it means to be a woman. And while it's okay to not be okay, I believe there's a way to walk through any stage of life with a confident perspective. Hi, I'm Rebecca Biggie. Welcome to Confidently She. This is episode 120. I can't even believe that. 120 episodes of Confidently She. And today on this episode, I am going to be talking about how to confidently respond to change. The way I see it, there are really two different ways that people respond to a change that they make in their life. You either look back on the past, on all the time that you, quote, wasted, and you feel guilty, you feel weird, you feel like you should have changed this sooner, and because whatever it is that you're leaving behind has ended, that now somehow that was a mistake or that was a waste. You feel regret. You really just feel stupid because you feel like you should have left sooner. And maybe that's true. Maybe you should have left sooner. But the thing to think about is the fact that you did leave and that you are moving on. So this could be a relationship. This could be a job that you really didn't like, or just a place that you didn't feel like you were thriving. This could be a place that you're moving away from, like a physical place. And no matter what you're leaving behind, you don't need to regret the time you spent there. It's time for the review of the week. This is the review of the week. Okay, I'm done. This review of the week is titled Best Period Podcast Period Ever. I started listening to Rebecca about a year ago. I was at a really low point mentally and physically and wanted to try a podcast for the first time to listen to while I was at work doing reports and all that. Well, now I listen to her at home, in my car, and still at work. It's just a positive part of my day, and the message is always something I can relate to. I'm grateful for the Confidently She podcast. It has really helped me to take a real look at myself and learn to love myself the way I should have been. I recommend Confidently She to all the women in my life. Thank you, Rebecca Biggie. You are one of a kind, and I'm grateful for the messages you provide. So then let's transition to the other way to view change. The other way to view change is as an opportunity. Yes, you spent time doing something else for the past few months or few years, however long. You spent time doing something else. That's fine. No one expects you to live this perfectly calculated life where you never do anything longer than you're supposed to or shorter than you're supposed to. And life is just this linear path that only goes upwards and that everything is perfect. Like, that's not how life works. That's not how anyone's life works. And you don't need to have a life like that in order to be confident. All you need to do is to trust yourself enough to make those decisions. And then once you do decide that something needs to end, you move forward without regret. And you look at this change as the opportunity that it really is. I was having dinner the other night with one of my best friends, Ryan, and he was telling me, he's in med school, and he was telling me about how he thought he wanted to be a surgeon. So he was in med school, he was doing these different rotations, and he wanted to be a surgeon. He did his surgery rotation. And 2 weeks into his family practice rotation, he realized, I can't do surgery. I want to do this. And even in listening to him explain this to me, I was like, wow, that is very impressive that you were able to be excited about the new thing that you wanted to do, rather than hold on to this idea of being a surgeon that you used to have. Because I think that's what causes us to pause before making a big change. Well, but I told everyone that I was going to do this. I said that I was going to do the thing that I was doing, and if I quit now, then, well, I'm a quitter. Ryan could have looked in that situation and said, I told everyone I was going to be a surgeon. I was really excited about the surgery rotation, and now if I change my mind, I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe people won't believe me when I tell them that I want to do family medicine now because it'll look like I'm flip-flopping back and forth and I don't know what I really want or anything like that. No. No one is going to think that you are stupid. No one is going to think that you can't make up your mind or whatever. And you know what? If they do, that's on them. That's not on you. The way people react to things is about their perception of the world. The way they react, the way they interpret what's going on says more about them than it does about you. So when you're about to make a decision for a really big change, don't worry about what people are going to think about that decision or about that change. Listen, okay, I called off an engagement in December of 2018. I can guarantee you there were times where I was like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? There's really no coming back from that, you know, like after you call off an engagement, that's pretty final. But I can tell you there was not a moment where I doubted if I could do it. Was it going to be difficult? Yes. Was it going to be uncomfortable? Yes. But I knew that I could do it. I could get through it because I'd been through worse. Don't let what other people are going to think about the change that you want to make stop you from making that change. Hey, so remember when we used to think that we had to defend ourselves against bullies? You don't have to do that. You actually are allowed to have someone disagree with you, to have someone criticize you, to have someone be openly mean to you, and you don't have to defend yourself. I'm not saying you allow them to do it. I'm saying they will be wrong regardless of if you point it out to them or not. And truly confident women do not give any of their energy to the haters. You get to say, hey, I'm sending you so much love. And that's it. We used to think that we had to defend ourselves. And I'm really thankful that we don't think that anymore. See the change as an opportunity to do something completely different, an opportunity to do something that you really enjoy, an opportunity to create a life that you're excited about, rather than just trudging through things that you know, things that are familiar. Changing your mind is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It shows that you have the confidence to say, I was wrong before. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this instead. And then doing that. That's what confident people do. Don't be afraid to make that change because of what other people are going to think. And don't dwell on the past because you feel like that time you spent at that job or in that relationship was wasted. Because guess what? Nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. You were learning through that experience. I have a tattoo on my back. Not like a tramp stamp, but I have a tattoo on my back that says, in love, nothing is lost. And at the time I got it, I was 19. At the time I got it, I attributed the meaning to be if you're in a relationship with someone, even if it doesn't last forever, if you loved them, that time was not wasted. That time was not lost. And I like that. And I think that that's still a good meaning behind the tattoo. But as I've gotten older, I've attributed a slightly different meaning to it, which is the love that it's referring to is not love between people, but for me, it's love between God and myself. God is watching out for me. He loves me. And in his love, nothing that happens in my life is wasted. He's using all of it for my good and for his glory and his purpose. So maybe you're at a job right now that you really don't like. Maybe you're in a relationship that you just know isn't gonna work out. Every second you spend there is a second you can't spend moving forward. And once you decide to move forward, just focus on the path in front of you. Don't worry about the time that you spent in that relationship, the time you spent in that city or at that job. Don't worry about that. Don't dwell on the past. Don't have any regret around it, because it took that specific amount of time for you to learn the lesson that you did. You learned what your breaking point was in that moment. And if you're anything like me, your breaking point, that point where you become aware that, you know what, no, this isn't a fit, you become more in tune with your body when you start to feel that. It's not that you leave things sooner. It's that once you start to get that full body, this isn't a fit for me, you respond right away. That's the difference between confidence and insecurity. Confidence is being synced with your body, being synced with what you're feeling and what you're really thinking. Being present, having mindfulness. And insecurity is doubting your intuition. Doubting yourself when you get those gut feelings of, I don't think this is really right. I don't think this is going to work out. You push it away and you say, no, change is unsafe. And if I just go with what's familiar, then I will be safe. Guess what? Safety is not guaranteed in this life. It's not. You do not have a guarantee of safety. Everything is going to change. Maybe not all at once. But everything in this life is designed to change. So you can't go through your whole life trying to minimize the amount of change, minimize the amount of risk. That's not what life is meant for. And if you find yourself right now in the midst of change, look for the opportunities. Oh my goodness, there are so many opportunities to create the type of life that you really want rather than the type of life you were settling for. My life right now looks completely different than it did in December of 2018. December of 2018, I was living in Mankato, Minnesota with my fiance, my two dogs. I was self-employed at the time. I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. I was not connected spiritually whatsoever. Did not have a close relationship with God. And in the span of a year, 1 year, I am in the best relationship of my life with myself. I am happy being single. I am having fun being single. I'm not dating anyone. I'm not in a relationship whatsoever with anyone. I am happy being single. I'm fulfilled on my own. I have a job that takes me to wineries out in California every single month. I live in my favorite place that I've ever lived. This apartment is amazing. I have a great new car, just like all these things. I have new friends. I have all these different things that my life just looks totally different. My relationship with God is the strongest it's ever been, the most real and tangible it's ever been. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm the most patient and peaceful. But that all came from a huge, huge, drastic change, and I didn't waste one second. I didn't waste a second regretting that I didn't leave sooner. Do I think that I should have left sooner? Yeah, because I had that feeling. I had that nudge of intuition saying, this isn't going to work out, but I didn't want to listen to it. So if you are in that place, I want to encourage you to listen to that voice. Listen to that voice telling you, no, this isn't a fit. Because it's right. That's your conscience. It's trying to get you to the life where you're going to be thriving. And all you have to do is listen to it. All you have to do is follow it. So there are really two ways that you can respond to change. You can respond to change with insecurity, with doubt, with regret. I should have left sooner. I shouldn't have been with them. I never should have taken that job. And just beat yourself up over the process of getting to where you are. Or you can take the confidently she approach, what confident badass women do. You stand up, you wash your hands of it, and you move on. You look at all the opportunities before you. You think of all the things that you really love to do and you start doing those things. You find people who have the same energy as you, the same vibe that you really want to be around, and you become friends with them instead of the friends that drag you down and make you feel like crap about yourself. You find the job that you're actually excited to go to work every day and they pay you what you're worth. You find the relationship with yourself. You build the relationship with yourself so that you get to a point where you are happy and you are fulfilled. And it's going to take someone really impressive, really special, for you to welcome them in to the life and the relationship and the love that you already live with every single day. Your standards get higher the more you walk away from things that aren't meant for you. How exciting is that? I want you to just feel like excited and energized that you get to choose. You get to decide what your life looks like. And it takes just little changes every day. And then in a year, you can look around too and go, oh my gosh, how is this my life right now? This is amazing. Oh, right. It's because I listened to my conscience. I took those steps of obedience to that voice telling me, this is what you need to do. This isn't working out. This isn't going to work out. Listen to the voice that's prompting you towards things that make you excited and get rid of the voice that's telling you that nothing is ever going to work out and everything is a disaster. We are coming up on all the time I have for this episode because honestly, it is 9:54 p.m. on a weekday and I need to go to bed. That's real life. I'm Rebecca Biggie and this is Confidently She.